This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alhamdulillah, nahmaduh, wa nasta'inuhu, wa nasta'hdihi, wa nasta'ghfiruh, wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina, wa min sayyi'ati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu falamudillalah, wa man yudlil falahadiyalah. Wa ashadu an la ilaha illallah, wahdahu la sharika lah, wa ashadu anna muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. فيا أيها المسلمون اتقوا الله أوصيكم ونفسي أولا بتقوى الله فقد فاز المتقون قال الله تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقال الله تبارك وتعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله والرسول فقد فاز فوزا عظيما رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي اما بعد All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise him, we seek his help, and we ask for his forgiveness. We praise and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for once again allowing us all to be gathered here today for Salatul Jumu'ah. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless each and every one of us. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to gather us like we are gathered here, but in Jannatul Firdaus. Ameen. Before we continue, just please remember, if you talk while the khutbah is happening, you may lose the reward of the khutbah. Even if you play with something in front of you, you may lose the reward of the khutbah. So please do not do so and listen attentively. Now, I was thinking of what to talk about today. And I was thinking, okay, it's after Ramadan. And maybe, you know, we should be speaking a little bit about the deeds that we can do after the month of Ramadan. But then I thought that we just had our parent-teacher interviews. And I thought I wanted to speak a little bit about that. Because something amazing happens without us realizing with our parents. A lot of the students, a lot of the children don't know this when it comes to their parents. Or they may know it in theory, but they don't understand it. Your parents were here yesterday and the day before yesterday because they really care for you. And they want to know your progress, how you're going, what's happening with you in school. your academic level, your behavior level, because they feel and they are responsible for you. They are your parents. And they want to make sure that you are in the right place, that you are learning well, that you have a bright future ahead of you. They are concerned about you because they know that on the day of judgment, parents will be asked about their children, how they raise their children, where they have placed them for education and so on and so forth. That's why your parents came yesterday and the day before. But something you don't realize, there was many parents that I saw, and there were two parents in particular that, you know, subhanAllah, opened my eyes a lot. And I wanted to share my experience with you. Now, you don't know who these parents are. That child wasn't even there with the mother. But just to show you, you know, the depths of what your parents and how they think. There was one mother who was with me, and I was speaking to her, and I was mentioning to her that, you know, your son in the past, you know, he was a little bit disruptive in class. He would disrespect, he would, you know, so on and so forth. But I said, subhanAllah, your son has shown a lot of signs of maturity. You know, and I said that I'm so pleased to see him, how he is this year, and, you know, to see him grow into a man that is becoming. And one thing I said was, I am very, very proud of him. As soon as I said that, she burst into tears. She started to cry. And she said something. She said, you know, our children will never understand the hearts of their parents. They will not understand, you know, how much we care for them, how much we love them, how much we sacrifice for them. They will not understand. I said, sister, they will understand. But they will understand it when they become parents themselves. They will only understand, they might know in theory, but they will not understand it unless and until they become parents. And it's the fact, it's the truth. Your parents care about you so much. And that's why I thought today I wanted to speak a little bit about parents. We know ayat, we know a hadith of the Prophet ﷺ in regards to parents. We know how we should be dealing with them. But I want you to understand the value of having parents in your life, especially your mothers, not disregarding the fathers, but especially your mothers, the care that your mothers have for you, and of course the sacrifices that your fathers do for you. It's very, very important to care for that. Another parent that I saw, she was talking about her other son, already graduated, already working, you know, living his life. And she was saying, I thought that my son has gone astray. I thought that that's it. You know, I've done what I could. I've made dua to Allah. And it seemed like Allah didn't answer my dua. And I had this fear that I'm going to lose him. But then she said to me that, subhanAllah, his life changed completely. He is respecting me. He is listening to me. And she said that recently he came up to me and he apologized for everything that he did, for many years. He said, Mom, all the things that I've done in the past, I want to sincerely apologize for it. And he gave her a hug. He gave her a hug and he said, Mom, wallahi, I'm going to make sure that your life, that I'm going to take care of you, your life becomes beautiful. You're going to be happy with me. You're going to be proud of me. She was telling me this and she was crying and she's telling me this. Because no one understands the hearts of mothers. The hearts of parents. That's why they were there yesterday. That's why they were there on Wednesday. Because they care about you. They love you. And this is why Allah Ta'ala talks about them so much in the Quran. This is why the Prophet ﷺ speaks about parents in so many hadith. And we need to really understand this. Because if we disrespect our parents, then really we are in shaky waters. You know, we're going to drown. It's not going to look good on the day of judgment. That's the status of parents in Islam. And we must acknowledge this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, He says, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ. We all should memorize this verse. وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهِ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا إِمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ عِنْدَكَ الْكِبَرَ أَحَدُهُمَا أَوْ كِلَاهُمَا فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفْ وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gives us a command. He says to us, and your Lord has decreed, it's a command from Allah, that you worship none except for Him, and to your parents, be dutiful towards them. Give them good treatment. Whether one of them or both of them attain old age with you, then do not say any words of disrespect. An example is uff. Don't even utter, you know, words that show that you're upset with them. And you know, when we speak to students and we talk about parents' relationship with their kids and so on, students, they say something to me. They say, my parents never understand me. My parents don't get me. I know that. To some extent, that's true. Because it's a different generation. They maybe came from overseas. They don't know what you're going through in this generation. To some extent, that's true. But we forget and we fail to realize that they really care for you. You know, sometimes parents, and you probably heard this saying before, parents are sometimes cruel to be kind. Right? We know this. Sometimes parents have to give certain punishments so that you can be fixed. It can help you to understand. And that's the way. You may be grounded. You may get in trouble. Your privileges may be taken away from you. But that's because your parents care for you. That's because your parents know that if you drive too fast, you're going to crash. Your parents are doing this to protect you. Right? And our job as teachers is to help parents realize what you're going through and for you to realize how much your parents care for you. So it's important for you to acknowledge this and understand this. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the importance of parents. Don't say a word of disrespect to them at all, subhanallah. Because Allah knows that you're going to be in times where you're not going to understand your parents. And you're going to say, they don't understand me. They don't care about me, this and that, and you're going to start disrespecting them. Allah commands, don't even say uff. Because what happens is when your parents get older, their mentality changes. You're going to understand the world differently, they understand it differently. But still don't disrespect them. Because do not forget the time where you didn't understand anything, and yet your parents cared for you. When you were a child, when you were a baby, you didn't know how to walk. Your parents were there for you when you were in bed, not moving. Your parents were there for you when you couldn't go to the bathroom. Your parents were there for you when you couldn't pick up the spoon and feed yourself. Your parents were there for you your first time you were walking, you were talking. Your parents did all of that for you. And I'm sure a lot of you have seen the videos where there was a man and there was an older man, his father. And the father kept asking, what is this? He sees a bird. What is this? The son, who is also older, he says, it's a sparrow, it's a bird. And then the father asks again, what is this? He says, Dad, I just told you, it's a bird. And then he says, son, what is this? Dad, how many times am I going to tell you? It's a bird, you can't see it? He's getting annoyed. Then the father brings up the diary and shows, my son today asked, what is this? And I said, it's a bird. When he was a kid. And then he said, my son asked me again, what is it? And he said, it's a bird. And he said, I repeated it 3, 4, 5 times with love, with compassion, because my son is learning. But then we get so frustrated with our parents as they are growing old. Allah Ta'ala tells us, do not ever say words of disrespect to them. Because that is a major sin. So we need to stay away from that. And then Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala continues, do not repel them, but speak to them words of kindness. Always. Then he says, وَخْفِضْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الظُّلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ وَقُلْ رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. He tells us to make dua for them. A dua that we should say. And what is this dua? My Lord, have mercy upon them as they have had mercy on me when I was young, when I was little. Your parents took care of you so much. In another verse in Surah Luqman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us to be dutiful towards your parents. Your mothers, and then he highlights mothers. Your mothers carried you for so long, 9 months, they carried you in hardship. They gave birth to you. And then for 2 years, they weaned you. They gave you milk. They looked after you. Have we forgotten about that? And then here, we think it's okay to yell at our parents, to scream at our parents. Our parents tell us, can you put the trash outside in the bin? And we yell and scream. And we say, no, we have no time. You can't get off your game and help your parents around. How can we do this as a believer? How can we say this to our parents if we are true believers? So please understand the importance of parents and make dua for them. Always make dua for them. Did you know when parents pass away, the dua of the righteous child is accepted by Allah. The dua of the righteous child is accepted by Allah for his or her parents. And while you're alive, take advantage of the dua of your parents. Because in the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, the dua your parents make for you is accepted by Allah. So just imagine, and inshallah this never happens, but imagine you annoy your parents so much and your parents utter something that is negative towards you. They say something that is negative towards you. That is accepted by Allah. So we should be very careful. If we really love our parents, care about our parents, ask your parents, Mom, Dad, make dua for me. Ask Allah to make me the best child. Ask Allah to make me the best student. Ask Allah to give me Jannatul Firdaus, to forgive my sin. Trust me, you don't even have to ask your parents, but your parents already do that. Your parents already do that for you. And this is why it is so important, subhanAllah. There is a hadith where Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, he said that one day, this is after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, one day I saw a man doing tawaf around the Kaaba and he was carrying his mother on his back. Right? There was no wheelchairs at that time. He was carrying his mother on his back and he was doing tawaf around the Kaaba. And after, now remember tawaf, 7 rounds around the Kaaba is not easy in the heat of the sun, and then you have your mother on your back. And then after that, he looked at Abdullah ibn Umar and he said, Ya Abdullah ibn Umar, he said, have I done my duty towards my mother? Have I done my duty towards my mother? Have I paid her back? I mean, I've carried her 7 rounds around the Kaaba. That's a lot. Have I done my duty? Abdullah ibn Umar, he smiled and said, look, you did good. But what you did was not even equivalent to the pains of death, to the pains of when your mother was giving birth to you. It's not equivalent to that at all. Subhanallah. You can never, ever, ever repay your parents. So think about what your parents do for you. Think about everything that they do for you. Appreciate it. Make dua for them. And inshallah, today, if you can, go home, give them a hug. Say thank you for everything that you've done and ask for forgiveness. And you'll see your mothers and your fathers have a soft spot. They're merciful. They will forgive anything you do to them. So do that inshallah and you'll see beautiful things happening in your life. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ الْعَظِيمَ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُهُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. إِنَّ الْحَمْدَ لِلَّهِ وَصَلَاتُ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَى نَبِيِّنَا مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ وَسَلَّمَ تَسْلِيمًا كَثِيرًا أَمَّا بَعْدٍ. I will end off this khutbah with a beautiful story. And it is a story of a tabi'een. So a tabi'een is someone who has met and seen the sahabas of the Prophet ﷺ. This man is known as Uwais al-Qarni. And he lived in Yemen. He became a Muslim when the Prophet was alive, when the Prophet was there in Medina. And he really wanted to see the Prophet ﷺ. But he couldn't, because he had an elderly mother that he took care of. He couldn't leave his mother. So he was always there. And something amazing, the Prophet ﷺ said, that amongst people in the society, there are people who are low class, meaning people think that they are low class. But they are so high in the sight of Allah, that any promise they make, any oath they make, any dua they make, it is accepted by Allah. Uwais al-Qarni was one of those. He also suffered from leprosy, you know, diseases on the skin. And he made dua to Allah if he can cure him. And Allah Ta'ala cured him from that disease, except for a size of a coin. He still had a bit on his shoulder. And there's wisdom behind that. Every time he saw that, he remembered Allah cured him. And he would thank Allah for it all the time. He took care of his mother so much. The Prophet ﷺ was once sitting with his companions. Umar radiallahu anhu was there with him. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, there is a man from the tabi'een by the name of Uwais. He is from a place called Al-Qarn. And he said he had leprosy and he was cured except for a size of a coin. If he made an oath, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will fulfill that oath. And he has a mother that he takes care of. He said to the companions, if you see him, if you meet him, then ask him to seek forgiveness for you, because he will be accepted by Allah. Right? So Umar radiallahu anhu heard this, other companions heard this, and every time they would wait for Hajj season. Whenever Hajj season would come, people from other countries would come to Mecca, and they, Sahabas, would look for Uwais al-Qarni. Couldn't find him. Abu Bakr's time came, when he was Khalifa, no one could find him. Umar radiallahu anhu, his time came when he was Khalifa, couldn't find him. 10 years after, when Umar radiallahu anhu was Khalifa, after 10 years, now remember, every year, he would ask any caravan that came from Yemen, is Uwais with you, is Uwais with you. That's how much they took the words of the Prophet. After the 10th year, Uwais al-Qarni came. So his mother already passed away at that time. He came. And Umar radiallahu anhu asked the caravan that came from Yemen, is Uwais with you? They said, yes. And Umar was like, where is he? And then one of the person, he said, pointed to him, that's him there. Why do you need him? I mean, he's not. Why are you looking for him? He said, don't worry. Umar radiallahu anhu went to him. He said, are you Uwais? He looked at him, he said, yes. He said, are you from Murad, place in Yemen? He said, yes. Are you from Al-Qarn? He said, yes. Are you the one who had leprosy and Allah cured you except for the size of a coin? He said, yes. He said, can I see it? And then he was very curious. And then he showed him, he goes, that's it. He goes, yes. He goes, did you have a mother that you took care of? He said, yes. And he's intrigued. He's like, yes. He's like, ah, you're the one. You're the one the Prophet spoke about. He said, the Prophet spoke about me? He said, yes. The Prophet spoke about you. And he told us, if we meet you, then we have to ask you to ask Allah for our forgiveness. So please, ask Allah for my forgiveness. And then he said, but you're Amirul Mu'mineen. You are the leaders. And if there was a prophet after the Prophet Muhammad, it would have been you. You should ask for forgiveness for me. He said, no. The Prophet spoke about you, right? You need to ask me for forgiveness. So he asked him for forgiveness. And then he said, where are you going next? He said, I'm going to Syria after, or to Iraq. And he said, listen, Umar radiallahu anhu said, I'm going to call the people there, I'm going to talk to the people there, and I'm going to make sure that when you get there, you know, you are taken care of. He said, no, don't do that. Please don't do that. I'm a simple person, and I want to be simple. And please don't tell anyone about me. Don't tell anyone. He was very humble. But Umar radiallahu anhu, and everyone knew that Umar was looking for this person. So when people found out, they all kept coming to him. He finished his Hajj, and the hadith mentions that no one knew what happened to him after. He disappeared. He didn't want people to know about him. So humble. But why was he so great? Why? Because he took care of his mother. He didn't even go and see the Prophet ﷺ because of his mother. The Prophet stopped Sahabas from jihad because their mothers and fathers were elderly and told them, that's your jihad. Look after them. Take care of them. So please remember this. Your parents are gold. Don't forget this. And lastly, the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, Jannah lies under the feet of your mothers. And remember, your fathers are the doors of paradise. So please remember that, inshallah. When you meet your parents, greet them nicely. Don't say bad things to them. Ask them for forgiveness. Embrace them. And you'll see your life change, inshallah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless our parents. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us all dutiful towards our parents. Ibadallah. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب اللهم اغفر لنا يا رب العالمين اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا ولوالدينا وارحمهم كما ربيانا صغارا والجميع المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون
محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قامت الصلاة قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين
آمين
وقال الشيطان لما قضي الأمر إن الله وعدكم وعد الحق ووعدتكم ووعدتكم فأخلفتكم فيه وما كان لي عليكم من سلطان إلا أن دعوتكم فاستجبتم لي فلا تلوموني ولوموا أنفسكم ما أنا بمصرخكم وما أنتم بمصرخي إني كفرت بما أشركتموني من قبل إن الظالمين لهم عذاب أليم وأدخل الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها بإذن ربهم تحيتهم فيها سلام الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا إما يبلغن عندك الكبر أحدهما أو كلاهما فلا تكن لهما أف ولا تنهرهما وقل لهما قولا كريما واغفر لهما جناح الذل من الرحمة وقل رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا الله أكبر سمع Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم.